The podcast you're about to listen to contains adult language and sexual themes. If you're under 18, please leave now. Please use discretion when listening at work. If you find anything about this podcast offensive, get your panties out of a wad and stop listening. Now, on with the show, bitch.
I'm gonna need someone to help me.
Well, hell, here we are again. Episode 67.
67, yes. Right. I don't know why I keep doing that.
What?
Every time I just kind of repeat you or
you're
I
Ed
do
McMahon.
Something. I am. I'm pulling the fucking Ed McMahon.
Yes, sir. Yes. Ha ha. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I'm a real good sidekick.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's like Fat Man and Throbbing. This is the TNA Podcast. Welcome back. My name is Jason Roach.
My name is Sam Hall.
And as we said, episode 67, pet stories.
Mm, sounds innocent enough, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I knew, and I mean, there's some good ones in here.
Oh, yeah.
But there's also going to be some that went down the path that we thought they would go.
Thank goodness. That's what I was hoping for.
As we cover recent events and such, how have you been on this glorious Easter Sunday?
Oh, Lord. Just gristly, turgid. And I know you like that word. Happy Easter, Jason.
Turgid.
Come over here and...
No.
Come over here and get my pants and find my eggs.
No.
it's just one big blue one.
No.
You can't miss it.
I was going to say, never mind. It's eggs with you, I'm sure.
You
want
to find Easter Bunny? Just look up my ass.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Look, he went back in there. Oh, fuck.
Go down that rabbit hole.
I have.
Before we go any further, I want to officially.
Oh, yeah.
We'll start this race.
Yes. Thank you.
There we go.
And you need to tell everybody what you're not drinking out of that I fucking brought you.
Oh, yeah. You got me my koozie.
I brought you.
My TNA. We gave it a name, didn't we?
Hell, I don't know.
It was something koozie. I can't remember either. Shit, I was drunk.
It's Ling Ling did really good work.
She did. I'm kind of impressed.
But.
I might have to throw her an extra ration of food.
Now I guilted you into fucking put something in it.
Oh, I'm just going to see how well it works.
If you wonder what we're talking about, I might take another picture. But you see, a few weeks ago when I got these that I hadn't delivered yours to you yet, I had a Coors Light in mine because that was left in my refrigerator from Christmas.
Oh, I can believe that it was left there. Yeah.
But yeah,
it just hadn't made it to the trash can yet.
But I was not the one that purchased it. My lover's daughter's boyfriend, follow the track on that. He had brought it for Christmas, and he partook, and he left a few in the fridge. And I'm like, I just drink one of them because I don't have anything else.
Boy, I would have made a special trip.
And there was somebody, not you, somebody.
Oh, yeah. I know who it was.
Had to say, well, it's nice to see you're hydrating, drinking that water. It's from the fucking Rocky Mountains.
You had to go with the Coors because you ran out of your White Claw.
I see what you did there.
Yes.
But if you're wondering what we're talking about, we have a merchandise. We have the TNA koozie that Sam is using.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with the Flesh Koozie 5000. That's a one of a kind.
This one does well, but it's kind of ribbed on the inside. Not for my pleasure.
Wow.
It's not a really good. I'll have to discuss that with Ling Ling.
We'll work
on that.
I know. Well, I found this out from using it myself. And I know it's not.
What did you find? Okay, hold on.
No.
My attention.
using the koozie, I found this out. This is something you're not familiar with.
Okay.
But if you reuse it a few times, it'll stretch a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I never figured that one out.
But if you would like to get yourself a TNA koozie, They have the regular beer can koozies, which is what Sam is using.
I wish there was video aspect to this one, because we're both just sitting here as we're talking about it, staring at it.
I know.
As if it's some sort of fucking elephant.
So if we were doing video, we'd be like, oh, it's riveting. We're fucking looking at it.
We're just staring at it for whatever reason.
Then we need another third camera to fucking zoom in on whatever we're looking at, and that'll cost me another $25 a month. Cocksuckers. Anyway. You can get a bottle koozie, and you can get a tall boy koozie as well. And you can get t-shirts, keychains, butt plugs are coming. That's what Sam said.
I'm not on that. I'm hoping that maybe we could rename the tall boy ones the Magnum koozies.
Oh, my God. I wanted to say something right there, and I'm not going to.
Oh, why not?
Because
really, it must be pretty fucking bad if you're censoring yourself.
Well, there's somebody that I know that is that listens to the show occasionally when he catches up that I work with. I was going to make a reference to his name, but I'm not. I'm just going to say five. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway.
I know who you're talking about.
Shut up. Anyway, you can get the beer koozies, you get the t-shirts, you can get sweatshirts, you can get all kinds of stuff. And if you live in Australia, they're going to fuck you on the shipping. Because
boy, you're not kidding there.
Man, I saw that. It's like New Queensland, Australia.
Fuck it. They got to fight through jellyfish, great whites, fucking saltwater crocodiles.
That'll
to get
be that $870 Australian, and it'll be there in 5 to 7 months. But this is pretty good shit. If you want to find out any more about it, go to our website. Go to thetna.shit.
Oh, he fucked it up.
I haven't done it in a while. thetnapodcast.com, and go to the merchandise tab, and it will give you the link to buy our shit.
Now, does it say merchandise or does it say merch? Because I never go to that fucking website.
It says merch.
It does.
And I'm assuming that people can understand what the fuck that means.
I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
They got to cut everything off.
They listen to this show.
It's not merchandise. It's merch.
Merch.
It's like, well, suck my dick. Well, I don't understand. Just fucking say it. Man, I am fucking hurting. God damn.
Yeah, your old age is really catching up to you.
Dude, I had already told you this, and we've already, I've been here an hour and we've done all this.
Yeah, it's not
shit.
A pet story.
No, it's not a pet story. But an
animal may have been involved.
This is a Jason story that doesn't involve poop.
Oh, yeah, for once.
Although it hurts so bad, I could shit.
You know, speaking of poop.
Yeah.
Someone that we know.
Yeah.
Submitted a little story to us.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they decided to make you feel better that you're not the only person in the world who has problems with that.
Really?
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, we'll get to that here in a little while. So, we're going to have pet stories and then pet stories with some poop in the middle. Is that what we're getting?
I don't even think this has got anything to do with a pet. I'm not real sure. I haven't read it yet.
I have a pet turd.
If it does have something to do with a pet, it's going to be of the swine variety.
Oh shit, how about that? You're
gonna choke yourself to death over there.
Man, I was gonna talk about my injury, but
go ahead, talk about it.
You just keep fucking doing what you do.
Well, nobody cares anyway.
Okay, I'm down to no shoulders. Anybody that's counting, I got zero shoulders. I got fucking bucked up on one, and this one I think I've got, I don't know, degenerative disc disease or a fucking grain of sand in my clam or something going on. But man, my fucking left shoulder is fucked. I mean, it hurts. I had to play Rockstar last night. And for all of you who watched me on Facebook, thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you.
I think the former of those things was that
I have sand in my clam.
No, you are a degenerate. So
yeah, baby.
But I might be talking about something completely different there, though.
Degeneration X.
Mm-hmm. What do they say?
Suck it.
That's your favorite phrase.
That's true. That's also my favorite thing to have done to me. Mm. Aha. You didn't think I was going to go there.
Usually he yells it out when he's got a couple of dollars in his hands.
Hey, speaking of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
I was at a fraternal organization performing last night. Music.
Stripping?
No.
Oh.
Music. And they enticed me into a game of left, which, fuck it, left, right, center. Right, left, center.
I entice myself with a game of that every day.
You just entice yourself with a game of center. But if you've never played that game, it's pretty cool. Guy that just bucket
shit.
He's going to buy some dice right now.
He rolled up fast because he wanted to hear what this was all about.
Look it up. Left, right, center. It's a pretty cool game if you, I'm not shilling that either, but hell, maybe we can make TNA dice.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
I don't know. Like, we'll maybe like eight sided dice, like, like
rolling for hit points. That's fucking. Is Jason going to shit today? Woo! Jason shit his pants.
He did a lot of damage on that roll.
Anyway, we will be back in just a little while with your pet stories and evidently a little bit of poop as well. I'll be damned.
Hey, you bunch of perverted motherfuckers. You want to check us out on social media? Then just jump on over to Twitter.
No! No. It's the X, and we don't go there
because it
sucks.
Oh, sorry about that. Anyway, check us out on, Facebook, TikTok, where we're called the TNA Podcast on there.
Roger!
But on Instagram, we are the TNA Pod.
You are such a bitch.
Damn, I got that without even writing it down.
Well, we're back. Get all the work bitching out of the way.
Oh, a lot of work bitching there.
Sam looked over here and said, "Are you okay?" And I said, no.
Again, we don't have the video aspect this time.
I'm now using the TNA Studios chair that I have as a recliner.
Yeah. He's doing a little slouching over there.
I have my mic like way back here. I don't need to see that computer. It'll be okay. You know, since I never fuck up on that.
No. Wait a minute. Did you hit the record button before?
Well, them numbers are fucking moving. Okay. I think I did.
Well, that sucks. As long as something's working.
When everybody listened to the last one, they were like, what the fuck? It's like, you're on the TNA Podcast. Go ahead. You know? Yeah. And you're like, did you hit the fucking record button? I only did it twice, but it was twice too many.
Yeah, it was enough.
as we're having this organic conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, wait, stop.
Oops.
I didn't do shit. I could swore hit the button. Anyway, we are back into this. This is Pet Stories. And we do have some interaction.
What you got for me over there?
Well, this is from Clint.
Clint.
Not to be confused.
With?
With the magic button.
You're all about the word button over there.
Well.
I got a little button for you to press over here.
I was trying to double click her mouse. Clint says, so we have a local amusement park, and there are some animals kept there. Sounds kind of sad.
At an amusement park.
Yeah, cue the goddamn Sarah McLaughlin.
So poor animals are there
for
your amusement. You sick, twisted fuckers.
Yeah.
For 35 cents a day. You could have your own amusement park. Shit.
All right, here we go. So we have a local amusement park, and there are some animals kept there. Well, there was a friend, and I was there with a friend, and we were walking by the kangaroo.
No.
When we heard a little...
Listen up, Dumpy.
When we heard a little boy say, "Mommy, what's the kangaroo doing?"
Oh, boy.
And we looked over, and it was in the corner just beating away.
Why did I know that's what it was going to be?
Well, this, I think, was for Sam. Insert some witty dick-beating joke here. It's like he knows the show. Sam's like, "Oh, I'm a kangaroo."
He said kangaroo. I bet it was whacking it. I bet you anything. It was over there just rubbing that fucking lipstick.
Shit. Looking over at the mother, she was speechless and horrified.
And turned on. Have you seen a kangaroo? And the big muscular bastards. I bet they got a big old wang on them.
He did put a little fucking tag here on the end of it. He said, "You might say that kangaroo is Mike Tyson when he's beating Jake Paul." I'll be damned. I'm going to have to go on that. The whole zoo thing, I'm so far removed from, I mean, I've been to, you know, the zoos and all that shit.
It's been forever. Not forever. I mean, we were at one at Myrtle Beach here years ago.
And, you know, that was the one we went to. Now that I think back on it, it was sad.
It was.
at least if you go to a reputable fucking zoo, you know, like the Columbus Zoo or the Cincinnati Zoo, something like that, that I don't know, are actually doing something, you know, as a conservation thing, and you know these animals are pretty well taken care of.
I bet I was in my early teens and the last time I was at the Columbus Zoo.
And I'm not going to, because I can't even remember the name of it, and I'm not going to give away the location because it's whatever. But I do remember going, and it was just like, man, you got these fucking animals in these little fucking cages. Yeah. And it was like,
they all look so happy to be there.
Yeah. It's like,
and these fucking tigers just looking at us going, oh, you lucky motherfuckers.
Because you get to go walk around.
Yeah. If I could get through this cage,
I would eat your ass.
Woo! You'd be fucked. Fucked every one of you.
Meow.
I can remember.
Can you do?
Dude, I did. I do remember the Columbus Zoo. And one thing in particular that I watched, there was I'm pretty sure it was a gorilla sitting on the top of a tree. It was like the tree trunk. And he was just sitting there casually eating what looked like egg noodles.
Oh, no.
Out of his hand.
Oh, no.
And then he finished. And then he vomited it back into his hand and proceeded to eat it again. Much to the chagrin of everyone standing around, especially the kids are all going,
well, it could have been worse. He could have shit in his hand and threw it at everybody.
Yeah. Have you seen the video, where the monkey's doing this thing, is dancing around, he's acting like he's kind of pissed off, and then just out of nowhere, it's like he shit in his hand in a split second and flung it into this crowd.
That should be my move.
You don't need to throw it. You can just projectile that fucker from 50 feet away.
Hey, to everybody in the fucking Facebook group that keeps fucking making references and memes about shitting, I love you with all my heart, but go fuck yourself.
That's great.
But no, may you all have weak bowels.
The best part of the video was I hear somebody going, oh, grandma. And then the camera turns and there's this old lady sitting in a wheelchair with a big chunk of shit stuck to her face.
Shit.
Just this look of horror on her damn face. It was hilarious.
Well, Clint actually added something here right at the end, you know, to veer off of shit for a second. Oh, okay. Let's go around the front. That's really the only entertaining thing I've ever seen, other than I had a dog that hated my sister's ex-boyfriend so much that when they watched him, he would go piss in all the floor vents. So it was also wintertime, so the place smelled horrible.
Oh, man. That's bad. That is bad.
Oh, fuck. Well, thanks, Clint. Thank you, buddy. For your submission. I've got a couple of them here from... Okay. I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to. And I'm going to dance around. Ooh. Okay, now that I'm...
Let me get a few dollar bills.
Whoa. Harder for a dollar.
Dance to the left. Dance to the right.
Dance to the center.
Dance to the center, yeah. Boy.
This is from Trisha. She actually sent in a couple. Trisha may be getting...
Are we going to need... Do we have to sign an NDA for this?
Well, we got to see how things go.
Okay.
But she has basically said that she has... she needs her own episode.
Ah, okay. So, I thought maybe she's going to say... she's in Vegas, she's going to visit Siegfried and Roy.
She has I hope I'm not speaking out of term here by saying this, but she did say she wanted her own episode.
Okay.
What we might do is somewhere in the not too distant future, we may have an episode on I don't know. Let's say S&M.
Oh,
not Eminem.
No.
S&M.
Mm-hmm. What about a couple other letters that usually go before that?
Well, yeah, the old BDS&M. Uh-huh. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
There's plenty other acronyms out there I bet we could find.
Oh, yeah. But she is currently exploring that world.
Oh.
Ooh. On a not a professional level. That sounds stupid.
Right.
Anyway, we might just do an episode on S&M, and we might give Trisha a featured spot. But anyway.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that already.
Yeah, everybody's out there going, be quiet.
So what because
we have a lot of freaks that listen to us. I'm sure there's some fucking handcuffs and stuff come out, and maybe a fist or something.
I would probably say more than half of our listeners are most likely freaks.
I'll take that bet. Anyway, this, I hope, is a goddamn pet story.
We'll find out. Or there'll be some editing
going
on. So,
as we all know, I was an electric worker.
Eels.
And this isn't my pet, but I got the honor of having 200 other people's pets follow me around every single day.
Meter reader.
I once was attacked by an English sheepdog that decided that he was going to hump me.
Talk to me.
While he pulled my hair with his teeth.
Damn.
And the owner wouldn't even help me because he was too busy laughing at me.
Yeah, he was rubbing one
out. So, as you know, you have to justify all your breaks in your computer. And I literally put in my computer that I had to take a 15-minute break to change my clothes because I had semen all over my clothes.
Oh, my God.
My boss didn't like that very much.
Oh, my.
That wasn't her worst Tuesday.
Wait, shut up. Hold on. Wait. I got to figure this out here real quick. No. Get to the fucking punchline again. Hold on, I had to take a 15 minute break to change my clothes because
I had semen all over my clothes.
Okay.
My boss didn't like that very much.
Okay. I could have swore because you were running. Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Because you were running your cocksucker. I could have swore she said I had semen all over my face. That's why she had to take a break. And I'm like, what did the dog do?
How the hell did we'll have to listen back to that because I don't know how in the hell you would have got face unless you were thinking about that. Right?
Well, Freudian slip. Oh, my God. Thank you for that.
Okay. That was it one dog or 200?
I don't know.
God almighty. Okay, that was on the borderline of NBA, possibly.
That was bestiality.
It was.
He wasn't only fucking her, he was pulling her hair.
All right, now don't ask me if I've seen that on celluloid before. may have had to clean semen off my clothes afterwards.
Whoa. Was he smacking your ass, too?
It about size that little red lipstick.
See, this is what I thought. Everybody having little cutesy stories like, oh, I had a dog one time, and he fell down the steps, and he had a boo-boo.
No, I was really hoping we weren't going to run into those ones. The people who own the pets think it's hilarious, and we're sitting there going,
whoa.
All right, let's work on that one so we can get a laugh out of it.
I was just praying to God. I try to keep these organic. I know you hate that fucking word, but there's
saying organ.
Well, the true. But
and I say ick.
Especially when they're voice messages. If it's a short story that's typed out, I'll kind of get the gist of it when I look at it. But if it's a voice message, I just see if it's there.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't want to know. And then I'm like, oh, God, this has proven funny many, many times that I'm just like, okay, we said pet stories. This is going to start out with a dog and peanut butter. And I'm going to go, no.
I'll be swatting your damn hand away from that and, stop button, too. You know, we've referenced a former pet of yours by the name of Timmy.
Oh, God. I knew you were going to bring this up.
Timmy the one-eyed chihuahua.
Man, that poor dog.
There was so many laughs I had with just being around that fucking mutt.
And the thing of it was, he wasn't even my... When I was a kid, my grandmother passed away when I was about 10 years old. Timmy, the chihuahua, was her last pet. My grandmother had all kinds of
pets. See, I don't remember all that. I remember, didn't your grandma used to have a German Shepherd?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that fucking thing scared the shit out of me every time I'd walk by your place.
My grandmother was a, God rest her soul, she had an affinity for animals. Okay. She had parrots at times. Okay, and, this, yeah, and a lot of this right. stuff was before my time.
Mm-hmm.
But what wasn't before my time, I remember vaguely
as a
very small child.
Uh-huh.
And when my grandmother passed away, my parents and me moved into her old house.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there were people that were like, you know, I'd talk to them and you know, they'd be like, where you live or whatever. And it's like, do you live in the house with the monkey?
Yeah, the monkey.
And I'm like, no, that was my grandmother. My grandmother had a monkey.
Yeah.
And she had a clothesline out in the front yard. And this is in the middle of Point Pleasant. It's literally in the middle
yeah.
of town.
Yeah, it really is.
It's off the main road, but you can see.
Oh, yeah. If you're driving by on the main road, yeah. all you got to do is look over and you can see it.
Yeah. And she had a clothesline. She had two clothes poles in the front yard that had a clothesline going across it. It wasn't to hang out clothes. It was to let this monkey, a spider monkey named Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell. To let that fucking monkey run. She had a harness or whatever put on him and a leash that was on that clothesline. So he had the whole run of that, you know, 20 fucking foot clothesline. Then he could climb up on the pole and all, just do it. And people are walking by. It's like a fucking zoo.
I never saw the monkey. Only the German Shepherd, because he would come barking, running towards the damn fence and scare the shit out of me.
And there, the whole deal with the German Shepherd was this was much later in life that she actually got that German Shepherd and sent him away to be trained.
Yeah.
And all she had to do was say one word,
mm-hmm.
and she wouldn't tell anybody what the word was.
Especially your dumbass.
Which was good. Yeah, it was real good. But, I mean, hell, I was like a toddler. I would fucking climb on this dog and ride it like a fucking horse and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a horse.
The dog was great. But if she would say the word, this dog was a service dog, what they call a service dog now, and it was a protection.
Yeah, different back then, yeah.
It wasn't going to help you out if you needed to get, I don't know, something out of the fridge. It was going to go, oh, you want me to kill this person?
Yeah, okay. Pretty much the one command they
say
had.
Say the word and give me a treat, and I will rip him limb from limb. But anyway, my grandmother had all kinds of fucking animals.
What was the word? Do you know? Was it German or something like that? Usually it was German.
I do think it was.
Okay.
But my dad.
Scheiße.
Yeah.
No, she like, chew his asshole off.
No, I believe that wasn't it. But I can tell you this. He didn't like anybody that was in the brown.
No.
If the UPS guy was like, I will leave your shit up the fucking hill. He did not like the UPS guy at all.
No, my God.
But anyway, she got Timmy the Chihuahua.
Oh, my God.
And just,
do you have a picture of him?
No.
Oh, it'd be so great if you could share him.
I'm sure I could probably.
He was adorable as hell.
But we know how that goes. Timmy the Chihuahua was probably her last dog that she had. I know he was. And she had only had, he was still a puppy. He was probably only 6 months old when she passed away. So we just took ownership of Timmy. And Timmy was with us for several years, and he ended up kind of morphing into being my father's dog.
Uh-huh.
He bonded with dad more than anything. Timmy was never fucking house trained. At night we would put him in the basement and he had fucking newspapers and all this shit, and I had to clean goddamn newspapers and everything.
Of course you did.
And it's just, yeah, well, I was the one that didn't have a job.
That's where you got your shit fetish from.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But he would hang out with my dad. My dad had a trucking company, so he would go just hang out with my dad all day in the garage.
Yeah.
And he would come back and have goddamn grease and oil and everything. And he was like this.
He was dirty as hell.
He was a tan fucking, you know, Chihuahua. He had a fucking streak of grease down his fucking back because he's like right there in my dad's face while they're working on shit. And
he only had one good eye, damn it. He had to get up in his face.
He had a fucking eye put out somehow. I can't remember how that happened.
With him, he's probably got a boner.
And, well, this was the thing. Timmy was blessed.
He was.
He was disproportionately large. He made
that. Yeah, it's probably why that German Shepherd was in such a bad mood seeing the cock on that damn dog.
The best story about Timmy is I'm on the front porch of the house. And I can't remember. I don't know.
I love this shit.
I can't remember what was going on, but all of a sudden, I see this beagle.
I couldn't remember what the other dog was.
There's this fucking beagle walking up, there is a road that goes in front of our house, goes up the top of the hill. That I see this beagle going up that hill kind of fast, and I see that Timmy, who is half the size of this beagle, has done got dog knotted all up inside of this fucking beagle.
Yarp,
and
she, yarp, yarp.
And she is dragging Timmy up the fucking hill, and I'm like, my dog! And I'm like running after it, trying to get the fucking dog loose and everything. I'm like, oh my God, I need hot water. I need something. Got him separated. Hell, she would have drug him out in the fucking traffic.
Hell yeah, because there was no getting loose.
Oh my God. It was awful.
And it was always hilarious to see him when you had it's AstroTurf, more or less.
Yeah.
Is what you had on the porch and on the steps. He would come down those steps pretty much on his front legs. Yeah. His back legs would touch for a split second and bounce up. That way he wouldn't drag his dick on the damn AstroTurf coming down the steps.
He had the fucking wiener for such a fucking small dog. It's like,
oh my God.
It was disproportionate as hell. Anyway, we got another one here.
What do we got over there?
This, I believe, is from.
Hold on a second.
Down Under.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That didn't work too well. Did you not plug something in?
I must have.
Hey, shut up. Good night, Sam. Good night, Jason.
This is great.
Good night, Sam. Good night, Jason.
This is great. What did I do? I suck.
Good night, Sam. Good night, Jason. I'm just going to keep doing this.
Hold on.
I don't know if these people can even hear it.
Wait.
Good night, Sam. Good night, Jason.
Good night.
This story's got fuck all to do with me, and it's. I don't even know the people. This is just like a local legend sort of story that's every generation. Someone tells this story. They've apparently know of someone that's been to a party and witnessed this or knows someone.
Does it have to do with the kangaroo?
Or knows the person involved.
Or a koala.
It's one of their local legend sort of fucking stories. But it involves a woman that's that comes home from work one night. It's dark and she comes home and flicks on the fucking kitchen light and kicks off her high heels or whatever she's fucking wearing.
Oh, this is a story.
And
high heels.
Lifts up the fucking skirt, drops the panties to the floor.
And yeah.
Woo. Reaches into the cupboard for some peanut butter and covers the old fucking box with a handful of peanut butter and then goes out the back and squats down and on in front of a chair and the dog comes up and starts fucking flapping at it. And just as her eyes are starting to roll on the back of her head, all the lights come on and everyone says, surprise, surprise, she's having a birthday fucking bash party.
I feel her pain. That,
I called it.
Every 10 years, that story, sort of 15 years, that story seems to go around that someone's seen something or knows someone of it or... But I don't know if you've ever heard that over there or
I
whatever.
Said it 15 minutes ago.
I fucking know it could be a fucking something that you do at the fucking Appalachian Fair. I don't know. Anyway, that's just something that happens here. But in folklore, I don't think it's ever happened. I think someone's just fucking pulled someone's leg having a yarn one day and it's fucking grown from there.
Nope.
I thought I'd throw that one in and see what you reckon. Good
night.
See ya.
See ya.
Over here in Appalachians, usually our sisters watch lapping up that damn peanut butter.
And we got to go to the fucking Dollar General to get it. we can't afford that highfalutin peanut butter. Oh, my God. Dude, I called that, and I swear to God, I had not heard that.
They say that most legends and stuff like that
are based in truth.
Are based in some sort of truth. So somewhere, something like that did happen.
You got to know.
Oh, hell. I wasn't expecting a dog.
I don't get that. I don't. Man, all the fucking latex that's been used in this world,
she definitely wasn't shallow. You know, she could look down a dog's face lapping around and still get off.
But this is, and he said it's just like, it's an urban legend or whatever. It's like, I don't really know anybody that did this.
But it's still out there.
But, it gets done still, or at least gets talked about.
So,
anyway.
All the time.
All right, moving on. I had to go back and look for, man, I am so fucked up here. I am just leaning back in this chair, just taking it all in. Nope, not that.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't much to
take in. That's true. This, I had to go back and look because here's the deal. When we put stuff on Facebook or we ask for it, we're terrible about asking for stuff inside the episode.
We need to start making sure we do it on the fucking episode so people who don't go to the page know what the hell to do.
Well, great. Now I'm going to have to take a break and figure out what the fuck it is.
Make a note of that.
Make a mental note. This I had to go back for because when we started putting stuff three at a time on Facebook, somebody sent in a pet store. We didn't give the order, which that was the intention. Oh, shit.
Forgot about that.
Somebody had sent in a pet story literally over a month ago or a month ago. This is
that's a good listener right
this
there.
This is from Michael Madsen.
Michael Madsen. Not the actor.
Nope. Well, as far as we know. but he actually sent in a pet story on February 28th. And hey, man, kudos to me for fucking remembering.
That's true.
And going back and fucking finding it.
That's true. Otherwise, I'd be apologizing later on for completely forgetting about that one.
So it is a voice message, and it says, pet stories, you can use my name, which is great, Michael, because we already said
it. This must be a good one then.
Let's see what this is.
So I am afraid of snakes. That being said, there are three types of snakes I'm really scared of.
Okay. Trouser snakes.
Big snakes, little snakes, and sticks in the woods that think look they're like snakes. Anyway, so I have a cat, cute little kitten, but she thinks that she's our mom.
Okay.
She would bring us birds and
I
mice.
I know where this is going.
Various things and leave on our porch for us.
Are you in the woods
this
now?
This cute little kitten one day decides to stop bring hiking. Home a water snake while I'm at work. My lovely bride is sitting there in the picture window watching this cat bring over a snake and leave it in the walkway for me and her. I get home from work and I jump out of my 1990 Ford F-250 four-wheel drive pickup. This information is going to come critical later on in the story.
Oh, shit.
I grab my lunchbox out of the passenger seat, proceed to walk around the edge of the truck, heading up to the door of the house.
Like you're doing now?
Lo and behold, there's a snake laying right there in the middle of the pathway. My lunchbox goes flying one way. I go flying in the other way. My wife's in the window laughing her guts out because I'm in the back of the truck. Somehow I managed to clear not only the 10 feet between me and the truck, but also the bed of the truck and land in it.
Parkour.
Looking down at the snake, yelling at it to get off my driveway until I finally realize that the thing is dead.
Oh,
now I'm approaching this thing like a small child with a stick. Proceed to poke it.
Poke it.
Make sure it's really it, is fucker. Dead.
That's what she said.
And
dead snake.
That is how my wife ended up laughing so hard that she about peed herself.
Oh.
I ended up gathering lunchbox material all over the lawn, and my cat is sitting there on the front porch just meowing at me, thinks she's just the top kitty. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
The cat was also pissed off that you gave away. You didn't take the gift that it brought you.
And she's also pissed because you bought a Ford.
I knew this was going because my grandparents had a cat named Cicero.
Holy shit.
Yeah, hell of a name there. Pretty sure this is the right story on that one. They used to get gifts from it all the time. They lived kind of near some wooded area in a place close by to the city of where we grew up. But unfortunately, one time it was a copperhead.
Oh,
a live copperhead. This cat caught and brought home a live copperhead snake.
Oh, my goodness.
And was just like, hey, ta-da. My grandparents were not impressed in the time. He was scrambling to get his double barrel shotgun, I do believe.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, cats, my God, they're amazing about this stuff. I've had the outdoor cats here leave some gifts that I'd step outside and when I'm going to work and I'm like, are those entrails?
Yeah.
And what the fuck do they belong to?
See, at my place, I am in charge of dead animal removal. That is my job.
I just kick mine into the grass.
I have been assigned this job. I take out the trash. I am the dead animal removal. Because a few years ago, we had this sweet little cat show up pregnant. And to this day, we just call her Mama Kitty.
Uh-huh.
And to be honest, the two cats we have in the house, I would toss them out in a fucking heartbeat and bring her in. But it's like, don't do that. And Mama Kitty is a badass, okay? She's a very small body cat. She's as sweet as she can be. But she has resting bitch face all the time. and I swear she's got some kind of nerve problem or something, because one ear is all fucking crinkled up. And when she jumps, it's like she has to be very, very cautious of how she lands. And she will walk very straight-legged. I'm like, I think she's been hit by a car. But she's healthy and everything. Well, she showed up and we started feeding her and everything. And she just stayed on the back porch. We got a pretty big covered back porch. And I put fucking food and stuff out there for her and a little bed and shit. And I'm like, that goddamn cat. This was like early on, but after a few weeks, you know, we're out there just hanging out, because it's summertime. We're out there hanging out and she's just out there, you know, just doing her own thing. And I'm like, that fucking cat is pregnant.
Oh, no.
And
you see that growth. You're just like, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's not hair.
And I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
And,
yep.
Then I remember, it was a night that, I was off work. I wasn't playing a gig, which was weird, but, I went out to feed her and it was in the evening and she was all balled up in this little bed that I'd got her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's fucking shaking and shit. And I'm like, okay.
At least it wasn't in a tent this time.
Yeah. And I went back in and I told my lover, I said, I believe we're about to be grandparents.
Oh, boy.
And she's like, are you shitting me? I said, no. And she's like, I've never seen a cat give birth. She fucking would go out there every five fucking minutes.
Oh, God. She went into maternal mode.
Oh, yeah. She goes, we got one. And I'm like, okay. Well, she had six kittens. Two of them didn't make it.
Oh.
And that was another thing. I am also in charge of dead animal removal. So if they don't live, but actually, I have to give props to my liver, because I think it was the first one born wasn't doing all that great. Now, I take that back. The last one born was not doing all that great. And she actually jumped in there and cleaned. It wasn't taking the tit, and it was just really lethargic.
Mm-hmm.
And she...
You got to be lethargic not to take a tit.
No doubt. Or dead. But she, you know, picked that cat up, cleaned it up, and was rubbing on it and all this other shit, and got it to where it would nurse. It took about an hour.
You rub a pussy enough and it'll get active.
Woo! That was supposed to be a sweet story, but ta-da! Thanks for that. Anyway, the point being, Mama Kitty now has these four cats. Well, we have all of them.
All of them.
Well, we managed to rehome one of four. So now I have four total.
Oh, my God.
Outside.
Outside.
They never come in the house.
Yep.
But I refer to them as the death armada. Yes. Because they will kill anything.
Yes.
We have sat out there on that porch just looking at the, you know, the forest and everything and smoking and talking. The sun's shining. It's a Sunday. And the next thing you know, you hear thump. Is a cat has jumped over the railing and has a fucking chipmunk that's like, hey, let me just drop this right here. It's still alive. I'm going to play with it for a little while.
Yeah,
I'm like,
we're going to show you how good I am at this.
And my lover is up on the fucking chair going, kick the fucking butter, whatever the fuck that is. My lover is terrified of snakes. So I bring this story back.
Gotcha.
And I watched Mama Kitty train the death armada. They're like kittens. I mean, they're like...
She's like the fucking drill sergeant.
Oh, yeah. I saw this with my own fucking eyes. They're like hanging out. And I mean, they're not even big enough to jump off the porch at this point. They are kittens.
Mm-hmm.
Teeny tiny kittens. She goes out into the woods, comes back with a live mouse.
Mm-hmm.
drops it. I have a front row seat. I am sitting there smoking, watching this go on, and I'm like, this is awesome. She drops that fucking mouse in the middle of this pile of kittens and is like, there you go. She goes over across and lays down. Those kittens start batting the shit out of this mouse. And when the mouse would outfox the kittens and get away, Mama Kitty got up, grabbed that fucker, threw him back over in the middle, going, keep going. Keep going. And I'm like, at some point, I'm like starting to root for the mouse.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, yeah, you just like, this is,
it's got to pull off something amazing to get out of this.
This is kind of shitty. But anyway, that was how it started. Point being, I'm swear to God that I told her, I said, one of these days we're going to go out there and there's going to be a deer on the back porch that they have like taken down.
They're
and
all
going to
be swatting
killed.
It around.
Oh, yeah. They've taken down and killed it. But the one thing that has not happened yet is there's been birds, there's been fucking mice, there's been ground moles, there's been chipmunks. The one thing that has not happened yet is a snake.
Hmm. That's amazing.
And I am like, it's going to happen.
I haven't seen that here either.
And my lover informed me that the best thing that could possibly happen if that did happen was that I was home. Because if I'm at work and I'm not home, she will be informing me that we are cashing in homeowners insurance. Because she burnt the house down. Because I'm like, what are you going to do if you walk out there and there's a dead fucking snake? She's like, I will burn the house down.
Even if it's dead.
She don't give a shit.
She's going to make it extra dead.
She is not a snake person. So I would say she would have not jumped in the back of the truck. She would have jumped back in the truck. Ran over the fucking snake 17 times, then drove it through the house.
She would have picked up the truck and slammed it on the fucking thing. Wow.
She not into them fucking snakes. Which, and pet stories, this brings me around, if I may, a quick story about.
Well, you may. Go right ahead.
About my cousin of mine. I was very close with him. He passed away in a car wreck. And this was later on. He was, you know, we grew up together. He was like a little brother to me. But he got a fucking boa constrictor.
Oh, yeah.
He got a fucking snake.
They used to be a very popular thing back in our day.
And I was living at home. And my mother is very similar to how my lover is about the snake. If you even said a word that sounded like snake, she's like, what'd you say? But my cousin Jonathan had said, hey man, I got this fucking snake and we'll bring it over to Shane. I'm like, hey, you better be, you know.
Yeah, you know, better keep it at a distance.
And his, you know, his mom and my mom are sisters.
That little fucker wasn't going to keep it at a distance.
But I kind of... Evidently, my mom's sister had already warned her, hey, Jonathan's coming over. He's got a fucking snake.
Oh,
and I go outside after he pulls in the driveway.
Did she meet him at the fucking porch?
She was at that fucking door. I'm going down the steps. She is standing outside the fucking door, and she's like, Jonathan, you don't. Right there.
I could
if
see
if you drop it. I'm going to kill it. And I'm like, and she's like, and I'm like out there going, and she's like, and then she's yelling at me. I'm like 20 years old. And she's going,
Jason,
don't you put that snake on you.
No, it was
don't
Jason Lee.
Yeah. That, and I'm like, I got the snake around my neck and I'm like, this thing's going to hear her and fucking squeeze me. But I mean, I'm not that guy going, oh, the only snake is a good snake is a dead snake.
No,
I'm not that guy. But at the same time, I know there are some listeners out there that may.
Particular one.
Yeah, that has and I can't believe she didn't write it.
Oh yeah. She's told me a few stories about it. And she actually brought one of hers to work one day.
Yeah.
And I got to play around with it a little bit and pet it and I was going, yeah, it's a slimy motherfucker. I don't like it.
Yeah.
No. It wasn't bad at all. It was fairly friendly when it didn't bite me, so I'll consider it friendly.
Well, saying that, also got to give a shout out to her. We're being all cryptic and everything, Heather.
Heather.
She's in Facebook jail.
Oh, what'd she do this time?
For a month.
A month?
Yeah. She sent me a fucking message.
I think she does this shit on purpose. She has to.
Well, she showed me why she showed me why she got in trouble. Uh-huh. And to be honest, with all of the things that we have, That was not my ass. That was my phone.
Oh, okay.
From all the shit that we've had on our group, I cannot believe that they busted her for this. And it wasn't in our group.
They eyeball her like crazy.
It wasn't in our group. It was...
Big Daddy's watching.
Yeah. Bastard. But anyway, what you got anything over there?
I got a little something. You want to see it?
Nope.
Well.
But if it's something I can hear... I'm down for that, but
I don't have anything, any sort of voice messages or nothing like that.
Well, you know why you don't?
Why is that?
Because you're not trusted with this kind of power. You know, you can't be like, oh, missing the record button and all that kind of shit.
No, but that would be, you know, it wouldn't happen because those are things that I don't forget.
Do you have anything?
I am a professional.
I'm a professional podcaster.
Yes, professional.
Don't ask me how to get the fucking shit to the interweb.
The only thing that I have that was part of a conversation that I had with someone recently.
Is it being anonymous?
No, not this time.
Okay.
At least she didn't say anything about anonymous.
Hey.
I don't know if they use a different word up there or not.
What is this all about?
Well, it's got
this is getting fucking old, but yeah, I can't help it. I giggle like a bitch when I say, "What's that all about?"
It's got nothing to do with pets.
What? Oh my
Excuse
God!
Excuse me, I had to get away from the mic on that one. That was a big one.
Release the Kraken.
This has something to do with the poop portion of the show that I mentioned earlier.
Oh.
So, everybody settle in. Now that you've gotten all used to hearing about pets and cute little funny stories, we're going to talk about shit.
That never happens.
For once, it's not about Jason.
Yay!
I don't know if, Canadian shits are different.
What's the exchange rate?
Oh, no.
Is it measured in logs?
It's like a French-Canadian thing.
So they were probably like, man, that fucking turd was at least, I don't know, 17 centimeters.
Yeah, they're not using the imperial measurement system. No, we were talking about pet stories, and she said, I don't have anything after Wilbur, which it's a damn shame. I was hoping
which
to hear
was
more.
A story she was probably anonymous
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I was just like, I was really hoping to hear more about Wilbur and what he did. I said he was actually, you know, he was a peeping. He was being, she was taking a shower at the time. He was peeping. Exactly. She caught him looking in the window, and that's what she cut a switch and took off after his ass.
Titties are flopping.
Whipping that pork.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Tenderizing the sausage.
Anyway, she said she had a different type of story for a change. And I said, you didn't send it. Doesn't matter what it is. We can work it into a show, anytime, any place,
if it's
anywhere.
About poop, send it.
Yeah. I just didn't know exactly what it was until she told me about that. And I went, we're definitely going to work that in no matter what. So here we go. I don't know what she said, but here it is.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, my hubby and I were going to the city.
As opposed to the country.
My stomach was, and this is the true word that she used, griggling.
Griggling?
Griggling.
Let me get out my thesaurus.
Griggle. 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 I'm trying to imagine that one.
I think I've already had two shits and you're trying to tell this fucking story. Get on with it.
I wasn't feeling very good, really. Mm. He stopped at a gas station / vendor / two-bit restaurant.
Wow.
Is it
also an airport and a tire store?
I bet they had things hanging on the walls in that restroom that was 50 cents for God knows what.
A beaver pelt.
Oh, my God. I'd imagine she shaved her pelt off.
Whoa.
All right. No fucking toilet paper.
Ooh.
Dude, this is getting bad. only paper towels.
Oh, ooh, that's a rough one. Cue the bleeding butthole.
Bounty.
the quicker picker.
The pooper picker upper. Oh, found out the toilet was broken.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Where is it? Oh, God.
Probably because you tried to flush fucking paper towel.
No. Didn't flush.
Oh.
Surprise, surprise. It didn't flush. What the fuck? Nothing I could do. Thank the fuck no one was around. I left really fast before anyone saw me.
Oh, my God. Just, well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what this is all about.
Merry Christmas.
Well, at least you didn't fucking overflow it to the point you were stepping on turds that were 18 centimeters long.
18 centimeters. So you measured it.
No, I'm just saying we're using the metric system.
You were using your foot.
Up in Canada.
You took your shoe off and saw the Canadian measurement in your shoe.
It was on the tongue.
Oh, my God.
Well, thanks for breaking up the monotony of the pet stories with some poop.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping she would do a voicemail since last time, you know, when we did the call-in, well, she called in.
You got to ease into this stuff.
Well, that's true.
You know.
Especially if you're not using any lube.
I'm still going back to Trisha when she was like, now see, if we were on video, I could show you my tits. And you're like, excuse me.
Uh-huh,
and I'm
right.
Like, my eyes are saying yes, but my mouth is saying no. But I think we could get by with it because of the whole, I don't know, community standards on the no nipples. But anyway, thank you, lady from Canada.
Someone from up north of us. Who lives near the Winnipeggers.
With your shaved beaver pelt. I went back and started looking here. We actually have another submission.
What do we got?
And I got to get this out here.
Ooh.
I'm going to prepare you for this. You've got to let me get through at least a third of it at a time. Because there are very, very, very few examples of punctuation.
I know who it's from.
So I'm going to give you a fucking guess as to who it's from.
Is that who it is?
That's it. This is from Chaz. Hey, Jason and Sam. Sending in my submission, but not really a pet story. It's about a coon dog that we had growing up. All right. So one night I was out coon hunting when I was a young boy. The dog was
we usually poon hunting back in those days.
Yeah. Actually, we just let the dog loose and smoke joints on the hood of the Jeep. Hey, Rex, how you doing? I was a young boy. The dog was a red bone, and we also had a walker coon hound. They were named Red and Lucifer.
Okay, damn.
Alrighty then. Get down to the nitty gritty.
I'm getting all twisted over here.
We dropped the tailgate and let the dogs out. They treed, and we got to a tree, and it was a big cottonwood or oak, can't remember. But it was a tall bastard, and tall bastard shined the tree, and five sets of eyes. My older cousin pulled out his Ruger 10/22 and started popping the coon out of the tree.
You're having so much difficulty right now. I am.
I'm trying. So I went down to gather them up off the ground, and then my cousin yelled, "There's another," and he shot it, and I was still under the tree.
Oh, shit.
And ended up with a big old sow. That fucking thing fell on my head and was bigger than I was. We weighed it, and it ended up weighing 49 pounds.
Holy shit.
She was a big old raccoon.
Good Lord.
Wasn't a funny story, but I wasted your guys' time. Hope you perverse people have a wonderful day or night. Period.
He actually ended it with a period. Yeah.
Dude.
Did you?
Here's the deal. I'm going to count them. Hold on. One. Two.
Okay.
Three.
Personal best.
Four.
Oh, call Guinness.
Four.
Four.
I had to swipe my screen twice to get to the end. And I've got the, I'm old, I have large fucking text. But hey, thanks. four.
Damn.
That's what we call a start.
Yeah. Yeah.
My God, man.
We usually rake those in before we even start on the beer.
Could you imagine somebody just, I don't know, tossing a fucking 50-pound bag of dog food or something like onto your head out of a tree about 20 feet in the air?
Let alone a pissed off mama coon.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Dropping down. And then again, maybe she wasn't pissed off. Maybe she was grateful.
Maybe she was, I don't know, deceased.
Well, I've never let that stop me before. I mean, I've heard people talk about not doing things like that before.
Oh, my God.
Let's move on.
Yeah. Quick interlude. I'm supposed to ask you stuff, and people are like, hey, tell Sam this, or ask Sam this, and stuff, and I forget.
Really?
Because that's how I roll.
Okay, this has got me curious.
You're not curious.
Not that way.
You're convinced.
I'm convinced, yeah.
We will be in the very near future, hopefully, if we can work out the dates, we will be doing a crossover interview. Mm-hmm. We have new friends. They are now part of our perverse little group that we have in Facebook. It is the Get After the TNA podcast private group. If you want to be in that, find us on Facebook, the TNA podcast. Tell us you want to be in the group. We'll send you a fucking request. And as long as you're not a fucking douchebag, you can come in.
That's pretty much about all it takes.
Just rebel.
Don't be an asshole.
All you got to do is answer the two questions, you dumb fucks. Here's the deal. It says, do you listen to the show? If you're hearing me shill this, the answer is yes. Yeah.
And or the other you thing just
is,
lie about it.
And the other thing is, do you understand the fucking rules? Lie. And just say yes. Because if I let you in and you don't answer the questions, then Jamie climbs up my ass with a fucking ladder. Damn it. But anyway, they are new members to the group. That is the Duchess.
The Duchess. And John. Yeah.
They are the hosts of the Boomer Bunker podcast. Mm-hmm. They have a really, really cool setup. They do all this shit. They live stream on social media. They do it on Twitter. They do it on Discord. I think they do it on Facebook, too. I watch them on Twitter when they do it. Mm-hmm. We have the capability to do that, and I didn't know it. So this might be a crossover episode where we actually live stream a show.
Mm,
it's going to take a little undertaking on my part to...
Excuse me.
Yes.
The genius... that makes this show happen.
Yes.
Didn't know about that.
Well.
Really?
It happens.
Does it?
Not very often, but it does happen. But anyway, I just want to do a shout out to the Duchess. Hey, Duchess.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Come for daddy. Oh, I said that.
What'd you?
She's been stalking us. She's going back and she went awesome. Reverse. Listening to all the episodes, she went
backwards. So she's going from she's not really going from worse to better to worse or anything.
I told her don't listen to the first two.
It's pretty much stale all the way through that. Yeah. Kind of like my semen.
Oh shit! So much for trying to do that. But anyway, that might be coming in the next.
Well,
I said coming,
and you did.
It might be coming in the next. Next little while, we can iron out a day that we can both get it on. We have another voice message, and to be honest, I'm going to kind of let this one fly, and I don't know if it's going to be one of these ones where we do the Mystery Science Theater thing. So,
well, before that, there was one story that I wanted to share that you wouldn't let me. Because you wouldn't shut the fuck up. But it was a story that I thought you would truly enjoy.
Go ahead.
That has to do with me.
Okay.
And poop.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Are you
my attention.
Are you settled in over there?
You have my attention.
Our mutual friend, Jethro.
Yes.
Had a couple of dogs at one time. I've spoken about Beagle. Yeah. Buddy. He's talking about, and that was his name, Buddy.
Said it just like that.
We had some former neighbors that, if I remember correctly, I think they moved one time and they gave us one of their dogs. It was a some sort of Boston Terrier mix, something like a pug Boston Terrier. So I don't know what the fuck she was. She was a hyper little pain in the ass, and her name was Muggsy.
Muggsy.
Muggsy. She looked like a Muggsy. That's what she looked like. Well, anyway, I came home from work one night, and it was a weekend. It is pissing down the rain. Damn.
Cue the rain.
Yeah, that's not me pissing myself this time. But I come home, and I'm going to go out to the bar. I'm going to go out to the old draft house we've talked about. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is the day when I had long hair.
Yeah. Down. People don't know that.
Oh, they don't. They don't.
We covered that way, way, way back when, but people who see me go, ah, hippie. Sam had hair that was like three times the length of mine is now.
And it was a big fucking mullet.
Yes.
God, it was. I look back on those days and think, my God, I wish I could make those disappear.
But that was glorious.
It was. It was Billy Ray. Fuck you. You ain't got nothing on me, bitch.
Hell no. You were like sitting on your fucking hair.
But anyway, I come home. I run in. I'm in a big fucking hurry. I jump in the shower. It takes a while, you know, to get that hair dried out. It takes a lot of work to get that shit straightened out. So I get my clothes on. I get my shit ready. I'm thinking, I'm going to go out and I'm going to drink some beer. I'm going to shoot some pool. And I'm going to hopefully shoot something else afterwards.
Bag a little quim.
Yeah.
Get all this.
That was the plan. So, as I'm walking out the front door, Muggsy decided she needed to go out and use a bathroom.
Gotcha.
So she just shoots right out the fucking door. And this was a hyper little cocksucker. Mm-hmm. So she's not easy to catch. Well, instead of just going in the front yard, sniffing around a spot and taking a big dump and then hurrying back in the house, she decided to sniff around the yard, take a big dump, and then take off across the fucking street. I'm like, oh, you little motherfucker. So I'm yelling for her to get back inside, and she won't listen to me. You know how dogs are. They'll just fucking take off and do their thing. Mm-hmm. Well, where I was living, she would run across the street to the neighbor's yard, and then it went down a big fucking hill. And now, I don't know what's really down over that hill. I've never been down in that area, but there's houses down there. It's a big open field, but there are houses around there. So here I am at about 12 o'clock at night on a weekend, chasing this fucking dog through an open field with moonlight as my only fucking way of seeing.
I believe, fuck it, she'll come home eventually.
I couldn't, though, because I didn't think she was so stupid that she was probably going to get hit or maybe never find her way home. So I'm trying to I'm getting from me to you away from her at some point. I'm just like trying to, I'm not even talking to her. I'm just moseying around. I'm trying to act all nonchalant, and then I can try to snatch her ass up real quick. And she was actually smart enough to figure out what I was up to, because she would always scoot off real quick. And I went through this, I don't know, several fucking times. Well, I got her corralled in such a way that she turned back towards the house. And I thought, well, this could work. If she goes back to the house, she'll run back in. Right.
Right.
So she's got to run through about 30 yards of a field, up a hill, through the neighbor's yard, across the street from us, across the street, and then back up to her house. And all this time, and I'm thinking, all I got to do is corral her little fucking ass. So I try to get up on her again. She takes off again, and this time she's not going too fucking fast. So I try to run. Mm. This is back in the day when I was kind of quick.
You could run.
Yeah, I could run.
And not fall.
So I take off running after her. I'm like, get over here, you little motherfucker. I'm pissed as hell. I'm fucking motherfucking her all through that damn field. You little motherfucker, get over here. And before I could finish that sentence, I end up on my back. I got clotheslined, literally. Somebody had set up a fucking line for their dog, I guess, that after I figured this out later, got fucking clotheslined. I'm on my fucking back. Fucking wind knocked out of me and shit. And I'm going, oh, you motherfucker. Muggsy's looking back at me. Just, I swear to God, she was giving me this shitty little fucking grin.
She's like, you catch me, you had to take a bump.
You motherfucker,
you took a bump for me.
I get up, and I reach up, and I'm like, there's that fucking line that I didn't see. Yeah, well, it was stretched across, and I'm thinking, oh, shit, they got a dog that I don't know about. Because it was a big fucking line. It wasn't for clothes. So yeah, I'm like, you little motherfucker. And then I start walking after her, and it's weird. It's almost kind of like she just kind of calmed down at that point. And I think she knew
he's been through enough.
She knew either that or it was a setup because she put me in that position. Maybe she was going, I'm going to get this motherfucker. Okay. But as I'm walking towards her, she's just kind of hanging back, checking on me, almost like, you know, is he okay? So I'm thinking, all right, I think she's calmed down. But then I start noticing something.
Oh, boy.
I start noticing a smell.
Oh.
You took a bump in dog shit.
You guessed it.
Where was it?
Oh, my God. Well, okay. I landed on my back.
Mm-hmm.
So it was on my back, my pants, and in my hair. Oh, you! And as I'm walking along smelling the dog shit, I'm thinking, I didn't really notice this before. Yeah, and I'm going, no. We end up going back up there. I'm like, fuck this motherfucking mutt. Fuck you, you Muggsy motherfucking cocksucker. I just went straight to the house. Fuck her. I don't care. She can get run over by a fucking car. I don't give a shit. I go back to the house. She follows me in.
That's what you had to do.
Yeah, she was ready to fucking go in by that point. I get in the house. I go into the fucking bathroom and look. And that's when I start taking off my clothes. I'm like, there's dog shit all over the back of my fucking pants. There it is, a big streak. Because when I hit, I guess I was running. I hit and I slid in the fucking dog shit. And I just grabbed my hair and just kind of brought it around. And I just went,
and I was like, well, I don't think I'm going out tonight.
I'm going straight to the fucking shower again, you fucking motherfucker. So, yeah, that was, that's my most memorable Muggsy story. This has been yet another regaling tale of fecal tomfoolery, brought to you by the TNA Defecation Theater.
Well, we are, I had alluded to it a little earlier before things got out of hand.
Something
before happened. I had to laugh uncontrollably about Sam sliding in some poop.
Yeah. Something happened.
That made my heart happy. Happy.
Did it seemed like it made your asshole happy too.
Wait. Don't
something
leave,
happened during the fucking break.
Don't leave that hanging out there. Here's the deal. Things happen in our lives by the minute that you end up on this podcast. We took a little break there and,
it's the power of suggestion.
Did a little smoke break and all this shit. And we're talking about something. We walk back in the house and Sam mm-hmm. is like walking towards the bathroom.
Yeah. Cause I had to pee pee.
And at the time I did not tell Sam, I did not announce the fact that I had one in the chamber.
We were just talking, having a conversation.
And Sam does what Sam does. He's standing at the door of the bathroom, going into the bathroom, turning around to finish the conversation.
Yeah.
Well, I shot a warning shot.
He did.
And he
all
went.
I heard, this is all I heard, folks. Fap.
That's it.
And he said,
flap.
He looked at me and went, do you get a shit?
I could just tell by the your body language. You were just going, you better get the fuck out of the way.
And I'm like, you need to get in there. Get out. And then I'm in here fucking doing the poop dance. And Sam's in there going, well, anyway, let me comb my fucking hair. And I'm like, get out of the fucking bathroom. But anyway, this is a terrible, terrible transition.
Oh, yeah.
But
I guess it is, yeah.
But anyway, we have one last voice message, and I don't know that this necessarily will constitute our usual Mystery Science Theater 3000 treatment. This is from Kathy Jo.
Oh, hey, okay.
And if you're a new listener to the show or you missed the last episode, Kathy Jo went through some shit here a few weeks ago. And lost her home in a fire, and we put together a GoFundMe for her because she's a really good friend, and we just want to help her out. And she actually found a way to get a voice message to us, and this is a little lengthy, but we're going to see what this is. I haven't heard it, so here we go.
Hey, Rockstar. Hey, Sam. It's your girl.
She's in a hole.
Sorry, I have been missing in action for the past couple of weeks. I've had a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to take this opportunity to thank everyone for their love, support, kindness, donations, and most importantly, prayers for myself and Tyler. I'm sure most everybody knows that I recently had a house fire and lost everything. And it's been devastating, to say the least, but we are doing better. It's been a lot to process, and I'm sorry I've not been as active as what I should be.
Oh, we'll get you back.
Yeah.
But I'll get better at it. Absolutely. I got to get back in the saddle and the swing of things.
Whoa.
I don't have like a crazy pet story, but I have more of a thank you or a kudos story to our little doggy Blair, because without her, I wouldn't have known about the fire, because Tyler and I were both outside and she was barking and carrying on, and she never barks. I mean, we could be in the middle of a robbery and they could be taking everything out of the house, her included, and she wouldn't bark. But that night or afternoon, she was barking. So I went in the house to see what was wrong, and I seen my kitchen on fire. And so I went over there and I grabbed her and tried to get back out. And my son had to end up basically coming in and picking me up and the dog and throwing us out the front door. But without her, I wouldn't have known about it. And we're all doing okay. She's doing better too. She had recently, she's been recovering from burns because she had a couple on her back and places like that. But she's back to her little snappy active self almost. And I'm so thankful for that. I just wanted to come on here and just thank you both. Thank, you know, our people, our little, our following. It's not a little following. We have a big following, but our following. And I'm just so thankful for just the prayers. The prayers have been the main thing that's really gotten us through. And I just wanted to thank everybody. So hopefully by the next episode, I won't be so weepy and sappy and back to my ornery little self. But I love you guys. I love just everybody just keeping us in their thoughts and prayers, and just, it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling to feel so cared about. I have learned a lot through this situation, and for that, it makes me grateful, because there really truly is a lot of amazing people in this world, and I'm thankful that I know them. But until next time, guys, it's your girl. I'm signing out, and I'll talk to you soon.
Well, don't know where to go from there.
Yeah.
We love you, too.
You take all the time you need.
Oh, absolutely.
You always have a place here with us.
And we've got to thank everybody who contributed to the GoFundMe.
Yes, definitely.
And if you're hearing this, the GoFundMe link will be in this episode's show notes as well. We raised a good little bit of money,
but
it's not about the money. It's about if you can spare it, you can spare it.
You never go to feel like you've done enough.
No.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you're a fan of the show, if you're a listener of the show, you know what an integral part Kathy Jo has been since very early on. And besides the show, she is our friend.
Yeah.
And
she truly is a sweetheart.
Kind of picture yourself in that same situation. It is one day you have a house and the next day you don't. And you have no clothes, no pictures,
nothing. Nothing.
So for the people who have helped, we really, really appreciate it. And for the people who at least thought and sent condolences or you know, thoughts and prayers, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
And,
anything.
And she hit on that she learned about people are still good in this world. And the thing that amazes me is and I know not just from this show, there was more people in the community that got behind her and helped her out. But the support that came from this show, you think about it. This is a show about absolutely nothing but poop and pussy.
Just goofiness.
And just two old farts sitting in a room in a spare bedroom. And people are listening to us in Australia. And they...
Not anything that we would think that anyone would care enough about.
Right.
To even feel close enough to do stuff like this.
And even though Kathy Jo is a quote-unquote character on this show, she turns up the volume.
Yeah.
And
she is an integral part of the show.
But she is she is a really sweet person, and this was very unfortunate that happened to her. But anyway, we don't want to keep shilling it, but if you do feel the need and you would like to contribute anything at all, it is a GoFundMe, and Kathy Jo is the only one to access this. Has nothing to do with the show.
Nothing at all with us.
This is not something we have any other than the fact that we started it. We have no control over it at all. I will be putting the link to that in this show note. If it is still active when you hear this episode, click on the link and see what happens. And if you want to donate, go ahead and donate. But anyway, Kathy Jo, you take all the time you need. We love you, and we hope things will get better.
Yeah. And, we'll always be here for you.
And we'll be waiting on you.
Mm-hmm.
I know Sam will.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we going to do the next episode on?
Hey,
stop thinking about tits.
Sorry. It's a default. There. You know, I fall back on it.
There's some tiggle bitty.
I believe the next episode will be on stories about people getting cock blocked and the ladies getting poke choked. I had to come up with something for the ladies. You get cock blocked. It could go either way, I guess. Okay. But it's always kind of been the thing for the dudes. You know, they get to cock blocked. So I thought, we're going to come up with a poke choke.
So,
but yeah, there's always somebody that's gonna go, that has gone through a situation where they were about to seal the deal, about to get some ass.
Get it on.
Yeah, buddy.
Get after it.
Then some meddling motherfucker stepped in and ruined the whole damn thing.
Or it doesn't even have to be a meddling motherfucker. It can just be a certain set of circumstances.
Oh, yeah. Something happened.
Everybody has got to have at least one of those stories.
Definitely.
So here's what we want to do. We want to blow this motherfucker up.
Even I have more than one story.
And it has nothing to do with your hand fell asleep.
No, it doesn't. No, not at all. It wasn't like this callus was needed lotion on it or something and I lost interest.
God.
No. Please, you were saying something. Continue.
We want to blow this up. So everybody within the sound of my voice, go to our Facebook page, the TNA Podcast on Facebook. If you would like to join our group, ask us. We'll send you an invite.
Yeah.
And if
two simple questions.
Yep. And if you at least go to the web page or go to the Facebook page, you can send us a message and tell us about your cock block or yes. What did you say?
Poke choke.
Poke choke. In other words, if you have a vagina and you couldn't get the cock because somebody fucked it up for you.
Exactly.
We want to hear all about it. You didn't get
that thing poked.
You can send us a message on Facebook. You can send us a voicemail and get sent right to the show.
Right.
And we don't even listen to this stuff if we can't.
Now, what if you're somebody who doesn't really like to do Facebook?
You can go to our website and send us an email.
Well, what's the name of that website?
I hate it when you do this. The TNApodcast.com. Go to the contact button. Hit the contact button. Send us a fucking email.
Now,
send
what if us you a don't want to... Now, what if you don't want to go to the website? What would the email address be instead?
The TNApodcast at Yahoo.com.
Okay. That about covers it all, doesn't it?
I was going to tell them they could send a picture of their vagina.
Well.
Well, we have trolled on.
I thought you were going to tell him to send a picture of that.
I did.
But you kind of did it inadvertently.
You can send us a picture of your vagina.
That's better.
Don't
forget them big old titties.
And preferably, we like our beaver pelts shaved. This has been the TNA Podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
My name's Sam Hall.
And we will catch you down the fucking road.
I'm jacking it.
And slipping in dog shit.
Happy trails, honkies.
Son of a bitch! Give me a train!